Morning X. It's Barnes and Leslie on the original 99X. Got to give a warning. The segment we're about to get into is very intense, and this is going under the public service umbrella. This is really something you need to know is happening out there. We're not glorifying it in any way. I'm not even going to give you the actual website where this stuff lives, but it's picking up steam, and you should know about it. So we're, if that's something that triggers you, parental guidance definitely should be used in this segment. There's a whole subgenre that's taking over social media right now that is very disturbing, and it is AI true crime. It's a true crime subgenre. I want to play you, this is a 17-second clip, and then I will tell you what it is and we'll get into it. But again, if you're triggered by this type of violence talk or talk of murder, I know it's a big thing in true crime with podcasts, but since we're broadcasting, just want to put that final warning that this is intense, kind of wicked stuff. So listen to this. This is just a 10-second clip.
My parents played a game with me who could throw me so high up in the air that I'd hit the ceiling and then let me fall to the floor as hard as possible would win.
Okay, what that is, these are not real children, but they are AI-generated creations posted on a social media account that's got nearly 50,000 followers that posts videos of real-life crime victims telling their stories.
Now, what is the account called?
I'm not going to say, because I don't want to promote it.
Well, that's smart. It is really disturbing.
They're gruesome stories, and the stories, I just got chills just saying that. The stories are true. So there's no arguing that these stories are true. It's just there's a big ethical question that goes with people, you know, glorifying this for entertainment purposes. You got to think about the families involved, and that's why also I'm not giving names of these stories. But basically, Fram, they're taking either photographs or videos of the deceased and recreating them with AI and basically giving them a voice to describe how they were murdered.
And what's crazy about this is I don't know legally if you can stop someone from doing this.
That's the question. And, you know, there's massive true crime fandom, and they're using artificial intelligence to essentially resurrect murder victims, and many of them are young children. And the people that get off on this, that's just sick.
Think about how disturbing this is to bring all of this trauma back up to the families.
So disturbing. And again, the reason we're bringing this up is it'd be great for you to avoid it. And some people who are triggered by it don't understand, or even families that stumble upon it because they see a picture on the internet. Maybe they Googled their family name and up comes the child.
I mean, we've seen a lot of these deep fake videos before, but this takes it to a really sad, creepy level.
They also do stories of famous people like George Floyd or JFK. And they also go to the flip side of it and talk about, like, the world's youngest murderer. So listen to this clip. This is the kind of fakery. This is completely fake, but if you're watching the video, it is the person telling these stories.
I am the youngest murderer in history. My name is Carl, and I grew up in a small town in Kentucky, USA. I climbed up on a chair, grabbed my dad's gun, and ran back to Cecile's house with the gun. When I got there, I said, "Now I'm going to kill you," and shot her.
I mean, whoever started doing it, I don't know why they thought it would be fun to bring, you know, people that have been murdered or murderers back to life.
Well, I think you said it earlier, true crime is so huge. And then think about all the documentaries that have been made on, you know, mass murderers and, you know, like Making a Murderer. They're so huge and those podcasts are so big. Someone thought this would be a good idea.
Man, there's so many ethical questions, so many legal questions. You're going to see a lawsuit at some point. I mean, think about the documentaries like Making a Murderer and My Favorite Murder, who have immense cult followings. And the ethical implications of audiences consuming real-life stories of horrific assaults and murders, just for pure entertainment. I think there's going to be some serious legal basis coming from it moving forward. I don't know of any cases yet, but it's so new.
It would be really great if someone would propose some legislation making it illegal. Because this is horrible.
There is no federal law making non-consensual deepfake images or videos illegal. None.
None. And, you know, it's like I said earlier, we know about the deepfake videos, like the, you know, the Tom Cruise one's been out forever. But how bad is it if you're that person? And now this taking it to such a horrible level for victims and victims' families.
It's such a psychological weird play, especially when you're watching these people that they've resurrected.
Yeah, awful.
Here's one last clip.
I once tied up my wife and submerged her into a large bucket of ice. My name is Clarence Butterfield. In 2004, my wife left me because I was abusive. My son joined her, but my daughter Rebecca stayed with me. We lived in an RV on an estate that belonged to a friend of mine named Frank. A few years went by, Frank noticed he hadn't seen Rebecca in a while. She also quit showing up to work with no explanation. He therefore asked me about her whereabouts. I told him she went to live with her mother. Frank left. Some months later, my son came to visit. He noticed something was off, and asked me where Rebecca was. After many questions, I eventually told him she was eaten by a shark.
I mean, what? Yeah, they just take these narratives, and they can also twist it with fake narratives. Anyway, I just thought it would be good for you to know that this is out there.
Yeah, warning.
Because, you know, maybe someone will hear it that does have the power to get some legislation or something started. Because, man, the technology is evolving so rapidly every day. No regulation in place to curb the spread.
That's what's terrifying, Barnes, that it is happening so fast and it could take years for legislation to be passed.
Well, the question is not whether videos like these will become more popular, but rather how much worse the marriage of true crime and AI is going to make.
It's really scary.
The things that people are making. So stay away.
The Morning X.
With Barnes and Leslie.
99X.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draftaccess to register for free entry today.